we start with a service of witness and prayer for Healthcare for All, which will be at Freedom Plaza at 4 p.m. We just recognize working for Healthcare Future that includes everyone and works well for all of us. And then at 5:30, there's a Healthcare for America Now in D.C. for Obama, which is a reception at the U.S. Navy Memorial Foundation in Washington, D.C., a meeting with other health reform advocates who work on Capitol Hill and for advocacy organizations. And then finally, tonight from 7 to 9, we have a Lighting the Night Healthcare Equality 09. It's a rally, a speak out, and a candlelight vigil that's at Freedom Plaza.
So, Jessica, yesterday, President Obama in his news conference said that he refused to say for sure that he would veto a bill that came to him from Congress that did not include a public insurance option. You know, as you well know, this is the big debate now in Washington, or one of the many parts of this very large, changing healthcare right now. So the president said, he doesn't necessarily have to have a public option in there, although obviously he seems to be supporting that. Do you make anything of that comment?
Not really. I've seen that he is supporting public option, and we're signed on under Obama's principles. So we're in the same position as Obama, I would say.
Well, let me ask you this. The Democrats, of course, control both houses of Congress, the presidency, and the public says they want a choice between public and private health care. So would you agree that it's the cost that might make people think twice about this? Or what's holding it up then if we've got all this momentum there in Washington?
I think it's the cost, and some people might not be educated on the issue, and they might not know how exactly it's going to go about. We don't even know how it's going to be paid for or the exact details yet.
There does seem to be this fear that if there's a public option, that will be the cover for a government takeover of all of health insurance. What can you say to those who fear that?
Well, public health insurance, we want to emphasize choice. Because if you have a private health insurance that you like, you could keep that private health insurance, or you can choose from a range of plans and the public option.
How is this going in terms of the outreach, Jessica? We saw you, of course, last weekend at the health care reform that was being discussed at the Seminole Public Library in Pinellas County. That situation, we heard different options being discussed, and you heard some people who were, maybe because they weren't fully educated, but had some concerns and some fears. Is that something that you've encountered when you try to spread the word about including a public option in a healthcare reform plan?
Yes, and I think that's a big thing that FCAN is trying to do. We're trying to educate people on the different aspects of public option and how you can keep your healthcare if you'd like it, or if you choose the public option, it's going to be a guaranteed backup that will make sure everyone has healthcare no matter what happens, and it will be quality, affordable healthcare for all.
Now, I believe FCAN's involved with an event happening this Saturday. Are you familiar with that here in Tampa?
The healthcare walk? Like, there'll be a walk for healthcare reform. You can sign letters, you can tell your story, have a picnic, bring your family, your friends, your pets. It just seems like a fun day for people to get together and talk about healthcare reform.